Sunny, beautiful day. Happy people coming from the taco truck. Did you bring enough for all of us, sir?
Absolutely.
Remember school when you brought things into school and the teacher say, if you didn't bring enough for the whole class, you don't have to share. Thank you, though. Very generous. Thank you very much. It was so fun because, you know, when you announce you're going to be on the road, this is our 21st annual Paul W. Smith WJR Pure Michigan Tour, and we said we're going to be in Elk Rapids, and we got a message. Kim got the message from our neighbor, Susie Cooper, and she said, you're going to be right across the street from our marina. Susie and Lewis Cooper, J. Lewis Cooper III, officially, are the owners of the Elk Rapids Marina. It used to be called the Elk River Marina. They bought it in 2021-ish. And John Conrad is the general manager running this wonderful marina, and he was kind enough to come across the street and say hi. Nice to see you, sir.
Good to see you, too, Paul. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Tell me about you.
It's afternoon.
Yeah, well, it is afternoon now.
Yes,
well,
sir.
We started an hour early, so we're 11 to 2 all this week.
Rock and roll. Tell me
a little bit about yourself, your background. I know you were a Bronco. But tell me more.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, grew up in, Lansing, Michigan, right down the street from Oldsmobile, and, you know, came from a commercial construction background with my family, and moved up down to Kalamazoo, went to Western, had a great experience, you know, with Western Michigan University as a Bronco, business student, and, you know, construction, real estate, and property management background, and kind of sold that, got out of that, and headed up to Elk Rapids, to our family property. And not too long after that, saw that the Coopers were looking at purchasing the marina, and, you know, looked into, I didn't know the Coopers. I didn't know Lewis. I didn't know Susie.
Nice people.
Yeah, phenomenal people. We've been working with 3.5 years now. And just heard a little bit about, you know, their plans, you know, for the marina and the revitalization and everything they wanted to do to expand it. And I actually approached them and said, hey, you know, this is who I am. This is what I do. I want to be a part of this. You know, sales guy, you know, business manager, and just have, you know, strong roots going back to the 20s here in Elk Rapids with my family. And just saw it as something like, hey, you know what? This is, I love boats. You know, business is always a means to the end to play on boats. And I said, now I get to do both.
Wow.
And we've had a great time. I mean, it's work hard, play hard. You know, we've brought on some amazing new lines of boats. There's a lot of new stuff coming down the pipe.
I remember specifically one time we were broadcasting. Ray, you might have been there, Ray Templin. We were broadcasting from the Grosse Pointe Yacht Club.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what the occasion was. So was it their boat show or something? I'm not sure what it was, but it was special. We were there.
It was your boat show.
Oh, it was the boat show. Okay.
Yeah, we talked before, didn't we? I think on the electric boats.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. But I remembered Susie Cooper talking about the electric boats. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, I guess it had to come. I mean, they're talking about electric jets, for God's sake. So they would talk about electric boats. Your team at the Elk Rapids Marina have been committed to adopting next-generation boats since the beginning. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I tell you, it's really exciting. And, you know, Lewis and Susie are both, you know, early adapters within the industry of EVs. And it's something that it's coming. It's coming, and this is an early generation, you know, product per se that it's not mainstream, but we carry a line of boats called X-Shore, and they're built, fabricated in Sweden, and we're one of the primary dealers in the U.S. And I mean, they're phenomenal. I mean, they make no noise. They have, you know, no exhaust, zero emissions, incredible torque.
I'm just going to say this because I can't help myself, and I'm honest and straightforward. Mm-hmm. I would have an electric boat as long as I had an emergency backup small little motor, gasoline motor,
sure,
to get me somewhere should I run out of electricity. Because, you know, out there in the middle of the water, you're not going to have any place to be able to plug in and recharge your boat.
Sure, sure. And I think that's the reality of where the industry's at right now with these boats. They're really primarily targeting inland lakes where you can see shore. I mean, you're not trying to take this to Wisconsin. Elk Lake, Torch Lake, even Lake St. Clair. You know, it's kind of like your car, your new electric cars, where they're smart.
So coming up June 8th, you're going to be hosting the Wooden and Vintage Boat Show at the Elk Rapids Marina, your marina. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so this is a local fundraiser for our local festival, Harbor Days, which takes place in August. So we have taken over, the village has asked us to help them in promoting this event where we'll be bringing in vintage and wooden boats, and we're going to have the street car fair the same day as well. There's a lot going on, and so we're going to be having several people bringing in their antique and wooden show wooden boats for the show, and the purpose and the goal is to generate a bunch of money so we can have an awesome fireworks display and you know, sell a bunch of elephant ears and peanut butter cups.
Well, I'm on my way.
Hey,
John Conrad, you talk about all these things, and you're going to have those wooden and, well, I'm reading here, vintage fiberglass and aluminum models. Most boats are fiberglass now, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, aluminum, like with our pontoon boats, and we actually have a tow surf boat that's an aluminum. I mean, aluminum is an amazing material for boats. Very efficient.
I got to tell you, because I don't know a lot about boats, I can say that, to my mind, pontoon boats have come the farthest.
That's crazy.
A pontoon boat used to be a boring little thing, and you'd see people out there and go, wow, boy, that's boring. Pontoon boats are very exciting now.
Twin 300s, you know, it blows your hair off.
And what do they call the one with the three? Is it tritune?
Yeah, tritune.
Tritune.
Yeah, we have them right here, Tahoe pontoons, tritunes, all kinds of stuff. You know, come down and see us. We'll take you out for some demo boat rides, Elk Lake, Torch Lake. We're having a blast.
It sounds like it. Thanks for being with us, John Conrad, General Manager of Elks Rapids Marina, and thanks to the owners, Susie Cooper and Lewis Cooper. And if you see him before I do, tell him Kim and I send our best.
Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, John, as we continue here in Focus on WJR.